this morning. I guess since I've been pastoring, and I'm just going to be honest, maybe I get some help today. And I've been at one of the lowest in my ministry, but I'm saved. And God's taught me if I was here because people, I'd have left a long time ago. And if I was here because of salary, no doubt I'm convinced I could make a lot more money in business. But I'm here, Brother Adam, because God put me here. And it's a battle, not only in the field with God, but it's a battle individually in our lives. This is the last day. The devil wants your children, wants your families. He wants you. He's just not interested in your preacher. I'm just telling you where I live. And I hope I preach my way out of it this morning. Turn with me, if you would, in the book of Luke's Gospel, chapter number 4. Luke's Gospel, chapter number 4. Let's stand and honor the reading of the Word of God. I heard an elder pastor preach week before in Tennessee about a man giving his text too quick and start reading. This is what he said. He said, preachers were quick to give our text and start right in on what we got to say. He said, it don't matter what we got to say. He said, you be sure you people's had time to find what God's got to say. So be sure you in the Bible in Luke chapter number 4. If you don't have a King James Bible, we'll find enough money to get you one if you need one. Come to some of the leadership of our church. We have deacons and leadership. We'll be glad to try to be a blessing and get you a Bible. I'm going to be real honest in some preaching this morning. So I just want you to pray for me. Pray God would help me and touch me. Luke 4, verse number 1. And Jesus being full, that's where we need to get to. Always being full of the Holy Ghost. Now, why do we need to be filled with the Spirit? Because I've said it many times, we leak. And I want to say this right quick. One of the biggest battles to a pastor that's been in a place 20 years is a mind game. This is what the devil will tell you. They've done heard all that, sat down. But isn't it amazing that Jesus gave parables in every gospel? The same parable. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We sing Amazing Grace more than one time, so the local pastor can preach the sermon more than one time. Somebody say amen. Faith cometh not by heard, but by hearing. When I was raising children, I wished unto God my children would have heard it the first time. You might well be seated. We're rabbit hunting this morning. Wouldn't that have been a joy if all you had to do with all of you young and just said it one time and they took it to heart? That's not the way God is. I wonder how many times God's told you something over and over and over. I've been encouraged in the singing this morning. Boy, God's on time every time. And Jesus being filled. Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Being 40 days, hang on a minute, that's longer than a month. 40 days. Tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward and hungered. And the devil said, you ever notice this? The devil loves to hang around when you're the lowest. When you're the weakest, when you're the most vulnerable, or maybe this when you're alone. The devil said, don't forget he is a talking devil, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it may be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up to a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. Say, preacher, sound like the devil's got something to give. He sure does. Always has. If thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. He brought him to Jerusalem, set him on a pinnacle of the temple, said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from thence. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answered and said to him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. Father, we love you this morning. We thank you for this time together. I want to thank you, Lord, for these families that have sung to my heart and helped me today. Thank you for the Word of God that was taught this morning, Lord, in the Sunday school hour on some things that Jesus has not changed about. Thank you, Lord, that we're in a church that has experienced change, but, Lord, we have not changed. Help us now. Would you bring the my mind and my heart, the thoughts that I've studied, and Lord, that you've showed me in quiet time. Would you help me to be a blessing to your people this morning? Would you bind the efforts of Satan coming against me in this place? Would you help our minds, God, our ministries, our marriages? God, our children, would you help us today? In Christ's name I pray, amen and amen. Now, I want to preach just a little while this morning on when the devil is after you. When the devil is after you, I want you to notice, first of all, the devil's no respecter of person. He came after our Lord. And I am reminded to remind you, just because you come to church and are faithful, read your Bible, and pay your tithes, don't think that you're immune to the devil, because he's your enemy. He came to kill, steal, and destroy. And he's no respecter of persons. And so, by way of outline, I want to say, first of all, you'll notice in verse number 1, there was a return. Now, Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, he came from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Now in Luke 3:21, turn left in your Bible and watch. When all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was open. Jesus still opens heaven. Amen. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from him which said, thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age. Here, this return, we see the installment into his prophetic office. Here, God had sent his Son to be born of a virgin to become the Savior of this world and also the Savior of Israel. Therefore, Israel had rejected him. They would not have him, but I'm glad that he turned to the Gentile people. Somebody say amen. And so here in this return, he's just came back from the River Jordan. John had baptized him. The Holy Ghost descended, and there he was anointed for his earthly ministry. Jesus was the anointed one. He was the Christ child. He was the God-man. God manifested in the flesh. Had never known sin. Born of a virgin. Went to a rugged cross and died for me and you. Was buried in a borrowed tomb. And on the third day, he got up over hell and the grave. So we see this return. Jesus comes back filled with God. And then we see in verse number 2, there is a report. All of a sudden, the devil came. Being 40 days tempted of the devil. Now, hold on just a minute. I don't see Jesus was out of no nightclubs hunting no devil. I don't think he was in no bad places that opened himself up saying, shoot me down. No, Jesus was about the Father's business, and the devil came to him. Now, we got enough problems without asking the devil to come. You see, God will allow a hedge to be around us, but when we tear that hedge down and we say, come on, devil, then, honey, let me tell you, he's a coming on. But let's say you're minding your own business and living for God, and the devil showed up. You ever noticed how he comes? You know, Jesus was not in no bad places looking for him. I'm glad that I've read in my Bible to know when the devil shows up around me and starts to tempt me and to try me and test me. The Bible said in 1 Peter 5, verse 9, be sober, be aware, be on the lookout, be vigilant, be on your toes, because your adversary, the devil, he ain't your buddy. As a roaring lion walketh about seeking. Remember this, whom he may devour. Now, young people, the devil's not your friend. Drugs is not your friend. Alcohol's not your friend. Sex is not your friend. The wrong crowd is not your friend this morning. Boy, we see on this picture, this report, how the devil came to Christ. Have you ever noticed who he comes to? In verses 2 through 3, he comes to heaven's people. There was God's Son manifested in the flesh, and the devil had no problem coming to Jesus. And honey, if he didn't have no problem coming to our great captain and the leader of our faith, he has no problem messing with the little soldiers. Now, we see that he came to heaven's people. Matter of fact, one way to know that you're saved is the devil bothering you. I'm glad I got off of his track, honey. I'm glad I'm not running with him. Now listen, he may have knocked me down a few days, but he ain't got me knocked out yet. I still got a little wind left in my sails. Wednesday night I was trying to preach, and it's like he'd kicked me in the ribs. I was breathing about this shallow. Amen. I could barely get enough out. I said, devil, if you take my throat with a butcher knife, I'm going to shake my fist at you till I go home. And I'm going to tell you this morning, he's not our friend today. Certainly, he's against heaven's people. Look in verse number 5. Look where he took him. He loves to hang out around high places. The Bible said the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Be careful in your promotions. Be careful the higher you get growing spiritually, you become an easy target. Be careful, leadership. Be careful. As you always remember this, new levels, there's new devils. Liberty Baptist Church, you better remember, it's no accident that we're supporting 50 missionaries around this world. New levels, new devils. You see, the devil will let you have meetings, he just don't want you to have ministry. And so therefore, as you grow spiritually, he took Jesus and met him in at the high places. You say, well, if we get that high of God, the devil can't hang around. Honey, let me tell you something. The devil's got a lot higher than me and you've ever got. He is kicked out of heaven because of pride. You see, he messes with people, the report. You see that he hangs around heaven's people and some high places. In verse 9, notice he loves those holy places. He brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple. Boy, the devil loves to mess with people around the temple. Wonder how many times the devil said, well, you don't belong there. What's the use? You know, if the devil's not bothering you about coming to church here, I don't even know if you belong here or not. Amen. Isn't it amazing, you know, how much devil trouble till Sunday? Then all the devil trouble in the world comes for you. You know why? It's not so much it's Sunday, it's where you headed to. Well, if somebody helped me preach, it'd be easier today. The return, the report. But look at the recording, verse 3. Have you ever noticed this? Brother Adam read it in Sunday school. When he said that, Brother Mike, I said, well, Lord, I have no doubt today about what I'm supposed to be preaching. Of course, he had never said that. I'd had to preach this because you're talking about kicking in me, like what Brother Dana said. This right here is kicking in me today. Look what he said. I want you to notice this recording now. Look how the devil does things. He'll expose himself if you'll be on the lookout and know how to see him. Number one, he loves disturbance. Verse number 3, and the devil said unto him, he's a talking devil. I talked to a pastor this week and been in his place going on 35 years. I said, Pastor, I'm having some mind trouble with the devil. He said, well, son, let me tell you something. He said, every preacher's ever done anything for God's got mind trouble with the devil. And let me tell you something, if you're going to do anything for God, you're going to have mind trouble with the devil. Isn't it amazing he talked to Jesus? Isn't it amazing how the devil will talk to your mind? And this is what he'll love to tell you. He's already told me, he said, them folks think you're crazy. No, you don't think I'm crazy because you got mind trouble too. I can tell by looking at what some of you wear, you got mind trouble. I can tell by where you let your kids go, some of you got mind trouble. Yeah, man. And boy, he'd love to tell you the only one got mind trouble. Let me tell you, my biggest battle's right here. It's never been me being in a honky-tonk someplace or beating on my wife or being honest with you, running around on God. But my trouble has always been mind trouble. I get up here on Sunday night, you wouldn't believe how many devils tell me, shut up, they've heard all that. And then somebody say, preacher, we sure are glad you come tonight. Well, mind trouble. He'll say, you know, that one sitting on the bench over there, did you notice I didn't say nothing to you? He's mad at you. And this is what's amazing, man. Let me preach on the devil a little bit, then I'm going to squash him, okay? I'm not exalting the devil this morning. But I'm going to be your pastor. I'm going to put what God's put in my heart. And I'm going to tell you this today. The devil will paint a picture, make you believe it. I mean, he's the greatest artist that has ever painted it. He painted a pretty picture for Eve. She got it. He's the greatest. And did you know he's the biggest liar? It's amazing to me, Brother Mike, the pictures he can put in my mind and make me believe it. He'd love to tell everybody in here, nobody here loves you. Nobody here enjoys you. Nobody here needs you. You know why? So you would leave out of the place that God would have you to be. I've had people look at me sometimes. I've had people come to me and say, Pastor, I just want to ask you something. Are you mad at me? I say, am I mad at you? What do you mean am I mad at you? Well, the devil said you're mad at me. Well, the devil said it. I didn't. But it was such a relief for them. You could see the relief come on their face. And a lot of times the devil don't want us to approach nobody because we know that if we can approach somebody and get a word of encouragement, then we'll have a better day. Because, honey, if the devil's got your mind, he's got you. These Sunday school teachers will get up and teach. Men, he won't show you how you're helping people. I hear all across this town, all across this church, man, we've got some great teachers. And boy, the devil will tell you every time, you ain't helping nobody, won't you sit down and hush? Boy, you'll notice that he talked to Jesus. And so you'll notice first, the first tactic the devil has, he loves disturbance. He loves to disturb you of what you're supposed to be doing. number two, not only disturbance. Look in verse number three, what he told to Jesus. And the devil said unto him, now watch, this is amazing. But this is how real the devil can be. If thou be the Son of God, he loves to deal with doubt. If thou be the Son of God, if that Bible's true. You know what? He told me preaching. This may surprise. Some of y'all look up here and get some preacher. Quit passing notes and texting this morning. Listen to me. I'm helping you. Listen. The devil will tell me, why are you preaching on hell? You don't believe that. There's a heaven to gain, hell to shun. The devil's a wicked rascal, son. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers in high places. Boy, it'd be wonderful if you get a wrestling match. I'd get some of these big boys to beat his brains out. But you can't whip nothing you can't get a hold of. Doubt, if thou be the Son of God. He told Jesus, if you're really the Son of God. You know something? The devil would have you to doubt who you really are. Oh, you're the pastor. Well, if you're the pastor, then why this? Why that? What about this? Doubt. He loves for you to doubt the Word. Doubt the Word. He loves you to doubt what you're doing. You ever notice that? Did you know if you can get a person doubting, you've got them? I had a boss who was the world's best, and I sat under one of the world's worst. And a lot of times he would get me so second-guessing myself, and the devil would have so many thoughts in my mind, and all of a sudden he had took the wind out of my sails because I got to doubting what I knew I was supposed to be doing. I know none of y'all ain't never had that. Y'all wearing Superman capes. Well, he'll make you doubt. What are you doing? Why are you doing that? Are you sure? Did God really call you to lead singing? Did God really call? Now, did He really call you to preach? Now, Ken's gone on Wednesday, but did He really call you to preach? Did He really call you to lead the choir? Did He really? Nobody coming to choir practice. Did He really call you? Did He really call you to deal with them young people? Nobody's getting saved. Did He really call you? He'll make you doubt what you're doing. If thou be the Son of God. Now I want to say this. If he proposed a doubt to Jesus, Jesus never had an empty thought or a wicked thought. Where can our depraved minds go? And when you doubt who you are and what you are, you're not going to get nothing accomplished. Don't doubt being a mama, mama. Be the best parent you can be for the glory of God. Yeah, your children may not be cheerleading you, but they appreciate it after a while. Somebody's got to be mama, not a best friend. Amen. Somebody's got to be daddy. Are you really Danny? Are you really granddaddy? If thou be, are you really the pastor? If thou be the pastor, thou be the pastor, why ain't everybody getting saved? If thou be the pastor, why ain't you running 100 missionaries? If thou be the pastor, why ain't the new wing on there yet? If thou be the pastor. But I want to say something Brother Jerry prayed this morning. Lord, help me to see where I've been. And help me to see where I'm going. And get my eyes on you. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He loves to make me doubt. I pulled the trigger on this new edition. They'll say, you sure? You got that new job, Miss Brenda? You sure? Brother Adam, you going to school? You sure? Y'all young'uns fix to get married? You sure? You go in that church down there. Are you sure that's where you're supposed to be? Are you sure of that? Are you sure? Why ain't you down there, that drama team? They ain't got a preacher running around and cries, acting like somebody crazy. If that, oh, y'all watch what he said. And this is good preaching on a Sunday up in Bowden, Georgia. I don't care what you say, honey. He told Jesus, if thou be the Son of God, if I can just make you doubt who you are, if he can just make you doubt who you are, honey, I'm a child of God. I'm blood washed. I'm heaven bound. Thank God my sins are gone. Hallelujah. I know who I am. Glory to God. Whoop, whoop. Hallelujah. If you just doubt who you are. My God in heaven, I may not be what I ought to be. But I'm a long way what I used to be. Woo! 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 I'm one of God's youngins. And it ain't nothing every devil in hell can do about that. I'll always be one of God's youngins. And that Word of God will always be right. When the whole world's crumbling, that Word of God will always be right. It'll make you doubt who you are. If thou be the Son of God. Boy, he's got brass, ain't he? I'm talking about the one that butted him, kicked him out of heaven, got up in his face and said, if thou be the Son of God, he ain't scared of you. If you waiting for somebody to prime your little pump to do something for God, honey, you ain't going to do nothing for God. I've told young preachers many times, I said, if you wait for somebody to cheerlead you, you might as well not even get started. But I can tell you this, a little bit along the way sure does help. Are you sure? Really, is that who you are? See, the worst day in the devil's day, we realize who we are. I'm a child of God. My sins are gone. I can never, ever die and go to hell. In my sin. I can never go to hell. The rich man, Luke 16, he lifted up his eyes and in hell he was in torment. That's not changed. He's there this morning. And our worst day here is the best day there. If thou be. Really. If we realize who we are in the what we were in the faith, it would make our day a whole lot brighter. Brother Adam, I'm going to finish this sermon tonight, but I want that. You got that outline you preached this morning, Psalms. Was that 103? What was that? Turn with me, Psalms 103, just a minute. I'm going to change gears just a second. Psalms 103. I want Miss Julie to come here. Psalms 103. Sister, if you'd come to the piano. Psalms 103. This is going to be a 2 or 3 part sermon. I ain't never going to get all this done today. So there's no sense of me trying. Psalms 103. But you know something? He loves to disturb. He loves to make you doubt if thou be. He loves to make you doubt who you are. Watch this. He would have... Watch this. And that's how strong the devil is. Listen to me and I'm done. Listen. This is great truth. I'm waiting to get settled down. I want you to watch this. I wrote this from an old writer, what he said this morning. On that thought, he had the same thought I had, if thou, about doubt. With the brass on the devil's face to ask God that, how he attacks us with doubt. Now this is what he said. The devil would have Jesus to seek new proof every day, even though he had heard the voice from heaven and the Spirit upon him. God had spoke to him. And the Spirit was upon him. And the devil had the brass to say, if thou be the Son of God. And I said that all to say this. You know when I'm going to quit preaching here? When God tells me, quit preaching here. I'm going on my last call. And when God wants me to know my time's done, He'll be the first to let me know. And what some of you need to do, you need to get hunkered down and doing what God has called you to do and realize who you are in the Lord's family. In Psalms 103, it's amazing what God has done for us being part of His children. The writer has experienced battles and extremities. And the devil can ever make you doubt. Look what he said. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like eagles? The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known His ways to Moses, His acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and is gracious. He's slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. You know what it'd do you good this morning to do in your life personally? Come, say, God, I know who I am. You've called me by Your grace. You've put me here to work. God, I don't want to doubt nothing that He's planted in my mind. I want to go for You, God, till You tell me different. Some of you mom and daddies, you ought to come purpose in your heart. Say, you know what? I'm going to be what You've called me to be. And I'm going to be the husband and the wife that I need to be, and I'm not going to make Him doubt me about it one lick anymore. I know in whom I believed, and I am persuaded. You say, Brother Ken, what are you saying? I'm saying simply this. The devil loves to distract you. Don't let him detour you from what you're supposed to be doing in your life. He loves to make you doubt. If He can take that fire out and make you doubt what you're doing, won't you come and ask Him for some help this morning? Sister Julie, you sing whatever you want to do.